When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Morning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Loud Spot. I'm your host Sebastian, here with Sam and Don, and we're gonna try to get to this whole episode without me having to tell Sam your mic's muted.
Yeah, no, I'll try.
That's the goal. That's the goal for this podcast. We have a band later on called Post Profits out of I believe Tyler, Texas. We got some music news. We got some other news, and of course,
Longview,
we got
Texas. Longview, Texas, sir.
Longview, Texas. Is that near Tyler, Texas?
Yeah, actually, it's not too far from it.
Hey, all right,
it's right there on the 30. So
that was a lucky 20. Guess. That was a lucky guess. I don't know why I thought Tyler for some reason. I don't know. Well, we got music news, other news, and of course, we have some good music for you guys tonight before we do the interview. Okay, Sam. Is your mic muted?
No, it's not. It's far away from me, though. Jesus Christ.
This episode is brought to you by Ink Nation, a tattoo convention we are all a part of. We still have some tattoo booths for sale, and we are just now getting vendors in. So if you are a vendor, hit us up, inknationllc@gmail.com. If you have questions, it is a three-day event. So we expect our vendors to be there. If you can't make it all 3 days, that's fine, but you still got to pay the regular price for the vendor fee. So we're excited in the direction it's going. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it is. And you forgot the website, www.ink-nation.com, to register as you are a tattoo artist or a vendor.
There you go. Thanks, Don. Everyone calls me out all the time. All right. Let's get into the Kiss conversation. The band Kiss, they played their last show, Madison Square Garden. This is their last live concert that they're doing. But is it?
No.
Because what they are doing, they're getting older, right? And bands are going to follow suit with this because you almost can live eternally with doing concerts, doing avatars.
Yep.
And what is that like a streaming version of them, like what Tupac did?
Right. Well, not really. It's the whole digital cartoon or digital character, and they can sing whatever they want. So they can continue to release new music without having to do touring and live performances. And because do you really want to see Gene Simmons at 90 years old? Like coming out in his demon outfit.
If I was a Kiss fan, yes. That's the whole point of a concert is to.
He's gonna break an ankle.
I'm not a Kiss fan, so I can't argue this situation, but I'm just saying, as a concert goer, I want to see the person live. That's the whole point of the concert. If I didn't want to watch a cartoon across the screen, I could listen to my radio for free.
Do you think that they're going to use Kiss from like the 80s, or are they going to use them how they look now? Because I would think they would probably do the younger versions of them for the concerts.
Well, did you
when they were big and in their heyday?
They still look the same with the makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
True, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see, like, so they did the whole, what is that called? Graphic, it had dots on their face. And
I saw that,
like
yeah.
That. So, and they did their whole set throughout the whole thing. And then what they'll do is, you know, at the end of the day, like with cartoons, you can have the mouth moving and it can come out whatever it wants to. So
right.
What I'm thinking is that we got another probably two albums coming out of these guys, and they're just going to do it online, and you have to pay a prescription or subscription, not prescription. it'll be dick pills. pay a subscription, and you get to watch those guys perform in an avatar type body kind of thing.
But aren't they going to do it live also? Like a live concert with the avatars? I thought that's what it was. I thought they're going to be on stage rocking out, but not really them.
Potentially. We don't exactly know. We'll see how much of money that costs, and then Gene will shut that down and be like, that's too much money.
But, I mean, I don't know that they'd actually pay for it. I'm sure they got sponsors or promoters that will make their money back off. The first concert.
Sponsors will be Geritol. Viagra, Metamucil, everything like that. So we'll see.
I just, you know, does this take away? Because if they do this and they go along with it, we're in a world right now where once something comes out, everyone kind of starts following suit and everyone starts doing it. So are we in an era now where bands are no longer gonna perform live anymore?
Rolling Stones, sir. That's coming. Rolling Stones. I know it's coming. It's coming.
What? Them doing Avatar concerts?
Yep. I think so. I think this is going to lead to like Rolling Stones, Aerosmith.
But the supply to like younger bands that are just now up and coming once they hit a certain, like look at Bad Omens, for example.
Right.
Great band up and coming. Is that going to be one of those bands that just switch to... And then you don't know that. And maybe you won't even know if they're live or not, because when you're live on stage, like we talked about plenty of times in the past, people throw things on stage and this will protect the band from getting hurt by anyone. The bands don't have to be there. All that has to be there is the promoters that are putting the show on and never actually get on stage. Does that take away from the act? And you can actually make people have better stage presence doing this stuff.
Don will not go to that show.
No, I will not. That's a waste of money. That defeats the purpose of a concert. I'm sorry. I am a concert fanatic.
And then if you get backstage passes, is it a fake person? Is it like a hologram? A hologram?
Right.
Of who it is. I was watching this show called Black Mirror. It's on Netflix. Okay.
Okay.
And every episode is different on this different. They're like six different seasons out now. One of the episodes was Miley Cyrus. She was on one of the episodes of Black Mirror.
Okay.
And like I said, every episode is different and every season's very different. In the show, her aunt winds up putting her like in a drug induced coma because Miley Cyrus wants to go play rock music and tired of pop music. So her aunt's her manager. Her aunt's like, this isn't going to make any money. Puts her in a drug induced coma. And then goes on stage with this hologram of Miley Cyrus. Goes by a different name on the show, obviously. It's just, you know, whatever.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, no, it's something I forgot. It's another show. What's funny is I watched this show right after I read this article about what Kiss is doing with the avatars. And I'm thinking this could be the future of rock concerts. And I don't think I'm necessarily opposed to it. I think I'm okay with it personally.
Traitor.
Okay, he's not opposed to it, only for the simple fact he doesn't even like to show up to with like people in general, right? So you and I, Don, we want to see people and jumping around. Sebastian, he wants to sit in the VIP seats.
Yep.
So if he can sit at home and watch this on his screen, he's happy. He's happy.
You know what? The older I get, the less I like crowds. I used to love crowds. Now I'm like, leave me alone.
I hate crowds too, but concerts.
Get off my lawn, you damn whippersnapper.
I don't like crowds either, but concerts are different. Concerts, I don't have a problem with people. I guess because there's always a large area. I mean, except whenever I went to Jelly Roll, you know, I was confined in a seat.
Right.
But even then, I didn't feel claustrophobic because I was paying attention to what I was there for. You know, it's just the music does something to my claustrophobia, I guess.
I want VIP so I don't get COVID.
That's right. VIP with free drinks. That's
yeah.
It. That's
the best and I'll right prepay there. For my drinks and that's VIP. Right. That's fine. I don't mind that.
He is a rich bitch when it comes
You know what? You know what? I won't pay for it. I want somebody else to pay for it, and I'll go to it.
Because
I'm also
like
cheap. That's
yeah.
also me.
Sam, like can you buy me these tickets to this venue?
Why do they think I got $5 ball of champagne over here, dude?
That's right. You know, I just hope that whatever it transitions to, whether it's like online or whether it's on stage, hologram, I just hope that people realize that in order to be a true fan, you want to meet the true person. You want to actually like Jelly Roll, for example. Don, you love Jelly Roll. Everyone loves Jelly Roll right now. So everyone is a Jelly Roll fan, including us. But I just want to make sure that people understand there comes a time in a lot of these bands' life where they cannot tour like they used to before. They just can't. It takes a lot out of them. It's either tour bus or flying in and out. It's a lot of, it's like, I'm going to say it's like 6 hours worth of prep because from sound check to actual performance. So
then they can put out new albums and don't tour. Do you know how many artists have actually done that whenever they got older?
What I'm saying. And now that they have avatars, the avatars can sing it for them on stage somewhere.
I'm going to tell you who started without even realizing they started this. This is before I'm gonna tell you the first band to do something like this. Not really, but I can see how it's evolved. The Gorillaz. Yes.
Yep, Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz started this when they had their cartoon stuff on stage.
Yep.
There was never a concert of them live on stage. It was always like a screen, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So the Gorillaz, this is different, but it revolutionized from the Gorillaz.
Wait, what did you say, Don?
I said, and that's why I never went to go see the Gorillaz. I like a few of their songs, but no.
Hey, you know what? I'm happy.
Sunshine. In their glass.
I'm useless. All right. Anyways.
All right. That's horrible. How about we go to some actual music? That'll be great.
We need that.
Does Architects Sing Red? Sam, it's that first one you see on the spot. Right here on the Loud Spot.
Yeah. Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how you like these songs that I'm going to be playing for you.
Okay.
On our All monthly right. trivia.
Just guess the song.
Guess the let's song. See. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Yes. We're ready.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on. That is that. That is Happy Song by Etched in Embers. I know the song title. I mean, it's a happy song. Look, before we play the next one, you guys got to seriously go.
I was going to make fun of you if you did not get that one because you made me suffer in Kansas City hearing it.
You and me both, and that's one of my bands.
Got lucky. Like that. All right, number two.
It's okay to be racist.
Okay, I don't know the name of the song. It's probably called White Privilege. I don't know, but it's yeah, by, but it's Tom McDonald.
Very good. Very good.
There you go. All right.
Finally, so we're getting some songs that are relevant. Now, this last one might be.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Hold up. We got to talk about that right real quick.
All my songs have been relevant. You
that's
just
right.
didn't know.
Relevant to what I listen to.
You say. Oh. All right. Wow. Last one.
All right. See, okay, I'm gonna take a guess. Sam, do you know who that is?
Okay, I think I'm with you.
Don't say it. But I'm probably completely wrong here. It's probably like fucking AC/DC or something. No, I know. I'm gonna go with Bad Omens.
Close.
Is that
it? Does have bad in it?
Huh?
It does have bad in it.
In the title or in the band name?
In the band name. Not Bad Omens.
Because I was going to go with Nothing More. So
nope, it's The Jester by Bad Flower.
Oh, Bad! You know, I've heard that song, but I do like Bad Flower.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's disappeared for about a year now, almost working on new material.
That song.
Let's take a look at a band that I came across not too long ago called Gears. And we're actually in talks about working together on a couple things, but they've been on Octane, stuff like that. And their new song, let's take a look, My Curse. Mi
Maldición.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it. Maldición.
Maldición.
Yeah.
don't ask the white chick to try.
check these guys out. They're called the band is called Gears, and they're right here on the Loud Spot for the first time.
Time, just look into my eyes, nothing matters anyway. Telling lies to myself, a little bit overwhelmed, and everyone so far away. And I say, I'm too set in my ways. What tried what I can't change. You know it's unbelievable to feel this way. My heart is.
I knew he was gonna.
It takes me back to the day in Mexico when I listen to Mi Marición and I drink tequila from the bottle like this.
Yeah, that's a band I came across. You know, they've been on Octane, and we actually happened to hook up a little bit. And then there's two things I'm a sucker for: female front woman vocalist. And then you like anything that puts like Mexican, Latino stuff in their music. So like a Bonnie Burn. Are you gonna look up our way?
No, I'm lying, Lee.
That's right. So.
My All name right, is Speedy so. Gonzalez.
Yeah, exactly. Speedy Gonzalez. That's right. So if you guys, those of you guys listening in, Sebastian decided to don a landscaper hat and decided to get very racist on our Latino community. But he's Latino, so he can get away with it. So
that's right. That is, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I am biased to bands that do songs in Spanish.
Dude,
like
I
that.
Love it.
Well,
I love
like, it. What's their name? Oh, my God. Avenged Sevenfold. They did a song completely in Spanish, and I don't know what the hell he's saying.
Hold on.
What's the song from Sublime?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I'm horny. Mucho gusto. Me llamo Bradley. But I know
I am horny. The Ron Jeremy.
I know almost that whole entire Spanish version, singing along with it. Don't know what he's saying. I remember one time I asked my dad. Hey, Dad, can you translate this for me? And you know what he says? And I realize it now that I'm older. He goes, yeah, it's kind of hard while I'm listening to it and thinking about what he's saying, because what he's saying is probably like, suck my dick and shit.
Yeah, it is. It's like, and let your panties drop.
No, he's like, I don't know. I'm like, how do you not know? You are fluent. You dream mostly in Spanish. Your first language is Spanish. Like, you are a Spanish-speaking person, and you don't know what he's saying?
All you gotta do is Google the lyrics and then put in Google Translate.
They didn't have Google Translate back then.
Yeah, that's horrible. So, you know, it's one of those things though with bands and new bands that are keep coming out, but we see a lot of old bands and a lot of older bands actually exiting the scene, and it's actually kind of sad. So this week, Funeral for a Friend.
Yeah.
Matthew Davies cry. He
was he a Mexican friend?
No, I don't think so. But he's actually exiting the band, Funeral for a Friend, that's been around for, I'm going to say, at least a good, since I think it's 2001. So what is that? I don't know the math for Marines. It's 22 years. And he's actually go ahead and going to pursue other things. We don't know. And it sucks because we get to see bands that, and they'll continue on, guys, by all means. But it's sad to see the band break up because money's just not there like it used to be.
Well, they need to become avatars.
That's right.
then it doesn't matter. Because then you don't got to put the money into touring and eating food and things like that. You got to pay one lump sum to turn yourself into some sort of AI robot. I almost said hallucinogenic. holographic. Holographic thing. And I hope
you know that I am going to call you every time I see an AI concert for the rest of my days. I'm going to call you every time and cuss you out, Sebastian, because you put it out in the universe.
First, buy me a VIP ticket.
That's right.
And cuss me out. I will be going with my mimosa.
He'll get Bitcoin for his mimosas.
This is my new drink of choice for the podcast.
Jesus. No,
I love them. I just hope I don't get heartburn.
All I ask is that you put a pinky up every time you drink it.
Oh, let me try that.
Purple peel.
Well, that sucks. Funeral for a Friend. You know what name reminds me of them is who I don't really, not that I don't care for the band, it's not really my style, is Death Cab for Cutie.
Really? Well, because I actually thought about this band and I thought it was Funeral for a Portrait. That's I messed it up.
Funeral it's, Portrait. The Funeral Portrait.
No, Tiffany's yelling at me, and I'm gonna say it again. The Funeral Portrait.
That's what you've I just been, said.
Is that what you said?
Not a Funeral Portrait for a Friend.
Yeah, it's not.
You better get a friend a portrait of a funeral.
I'm wearing headsets because Sebastian had echoing last week, and I'm like, oh, okay, maybe it's me. And then I was like,
no echoing tonight.
Oh man, that sucks. Because if they're still this week, that means it's all my fault.
That's you, sister.
I don't know the corporate.
Yep, we'll have to send her some headphones.
Five and below.
Five and below. What?
Yeah, the store.
The $5 store. Instead of the dollar store, it's $5.
I know, but I never been to the Five Below. I thought it was like
they have a lot of like Dollar Tree shit.
Sam's used to below 5 inches.
Nah, that's right. That's right. That's my thing. Zucker. That's right.
Speaking of below 5 inches, Pope Francis.
Why is he below 5 inches? We don't even know if that Catholic Pope
is. I'm just saying the Catholic thing. Look, Pope Francis. Oh God, I'm going to hell for even saying that joke. Okay,
I know you are. Your dad's going to call you.
There's a bishop. I think he's out of Tyler, Texas. I think that's where I got the Tyler, Texas.
That, I think beginning. So. Yep.
Bishop Joseph Strickland. Mm-hmm. Pope Francis fired him. Isn't Pope Francis in Italy?
Yeah, yes. Well, Pope Francis,
they I guess they know the bishops and all those people are. Here's why he fires him. He says that they did some investigating into his, church or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and he decided to fire him. But the real reason why he fired him is they disagree on social issues.
Right.
Here's my question to you guys. Okay. So Pope Francis has modernized the church to be, mm-hmm. Pro-trans, pro-gay marriage. Pro-abortion, all those kinds of can be considered liberal issues.
Right. Accepting. So
this guy out of Texas is anti all those things. And I'm pro all that stuff too. It doesn't, whatever you want.
Right.
I don't care. I have trans friends. I have gay friends. I've had friends who had abortions. I have all kinds of friends.
Yep.
I don't care. But here's the question. Religiously speaking, can you change your church's what the church stands for to reach a bigger audience? Because if the church, if that's the way God says it is, and you're religious in that way, how could you change the definition of your beliefs to go along with what society says? Isn't that rewriting your religious views?
It is, but
isn't that bullshit then?
The Catholics are the ones that you can, you know, kill somebody and go to confession the next day and your sins are forgiven. And
that's why I'm Catholic.
You just murdered somebody. So
that's right.
You know, that's how the Catholics are. And so I could totally see them changing that stuff and not classifying as rewriting, but just their beliefs, because, you know, instead of having to go to confessional for being a trans, and, you know, you don't have to no more because you're forgiven.
Okay. I see that, but I don't know. I just think that if that's your religion, that's your beliefs, you shouldn't change for the views of the rest of the world, because the rest of the world shouldn't matter. God is what should matter, especially if you're the Pope or a bishop, and this bishop guy is, and I'm not saying I honestly agree with the Pope on this, on a social level, but on a religious level, if I was Catholic, that would confuse me. Like, what do we believe? We're told what to believe. Now, all of a sudden, the views are changing on what we could believe. Doesn't make any sense to me. And the reason why I said a 5 inches thing is the Catholics the Catholics, you know, traditionally are against homosexuality, right?
Right.
Okay. Here's the thing about that, though. A lot of these priests. No, listen. I know. But on a serious note, besides just all that crap, my old neighbor was a gay dude, and he was either going. He thought about becoming a priest.
Then he met you, and then he was the whole thing.
I had a boyfriend who lived next door to me, and they wanted being together. They broke up by now. But how do you change? How can you go from being a priest to a Catholic priest if you are sexually a certain way? And the whole thing is just confusing. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think that
religion is a whole bigot all the way around, whether you're Baptist, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Jewish, there's all kinds of bigots in every religion. And that's what it boils down to. Every religion, they're bigots, you know.
Why? Don just stopped the whole entire thing. She's like, "Nope, I'm not even gonna go there." So I think we can all agree that, you know, with the Pope, they want to change the way the church is viewed. They want to change the way the church is accepted. More
you
accepting.
Can't really do that though. That,
I know. Yeah. I get it. But if you read the scripture, if you read the teachings, then it's kind of contradicting to the whole thing. So, you know, one of my things is I stay out of that. At the end of the day, I stay out of that because it doesn't affect my life, because I'm not religious. And it's one of those things where it's like, because I see the hypocrisy in the whole entire thing, it's like I actually go with the guy from Tyler, Texas.
Bishop Joseph Strickland is his name.
You know, he's just trying to stay true to the scripture that he was taught at the end.
And so, can you blame him for that?
No, I can't blame him at the end of the day. So,
you know, this is funny that we're talking about this because a band called Post Prophet,
that's right,
just entered the studio, is here.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if we're a religious band or not. This just happened to be the topic of conversation tonight while they enter the studio.
That's right. So, at the end of the day, you know, Pope Francis wants to make it more acceptable because the church is dying in general, the Catholic Church in general. So I'm actually with Tyler Bishop, and it's like, fine. Fire him.
Tyler Dipshit.
Yeah, I was going to say Tyler Dipshit, but I'm not going to say it. So, all right. Well, let's take a quick music break.
We got a Trey come down, and then right after that we'll be here with the band Post Prophet.
I'm so high, I don't ever want to come down. Meet the selfish demons. I got to keep this strong. Fat before it's sexist. Sleep walking.
All right, we are joined by a band called Post Profit out of Longview, Texas, not Tyler, Texas, as I said earlier.
Yeah,
we got Matt and Nick joining us, which
yo,
we just
yo, what's up?
Being very generic, Texas, yeah, name. Very vanilla Texas.
I mean, yeah,
vanilla.
But it does roll off the tongue. It's like just Matt, Nick, our yeah, drummer's just, name is Zach, and our right, bass player is Charles.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Easy to remember.
He should change his name to just Char. Everyone has a one syllable. Everyone has a one syllable name.
He's a Chuck. He's a Chuck. Yeah.
Is anyone in the band?
We have all like got it together now. One, yeah, one syllable.
Is everyone in the band? Is anyone in the band religious at all?
No.
So the name Post Profit, is that like an anti-religious thing, or is that just
hold on? Let me let the backstory here. So Sebastian today, let me let the backstory. Sebastian goes, they're not lost prophets, are they? I said, no, they're not baby fuckers.
No.
I said they're post profit. So
I was thinking you should not say that on the show, but too late now.
Yeah, that's right. We don't care at the end of the day. We don't care. And you know what's
like,
sad
we're not
is
sharing
I
love this shit to no one.
I love Post Profits, and then that came out, and I was like, "Well, we can't like them anymore." Great, thanks, guys.
You guys got a unique sound. But what? Normally, I don't even ask this question because it doesn't really matter. But the name Post Profit is a really cool name. Yeah. How did you guys come up with that?
How you want to tell them? That's
what lie are you gonna tell us now?
normally, we answer this at the end because right, you know
it's yeah, normally is at the end.
We can't give
what
it away.
It called, what was it called beforehand? How about that?
What were we called before?
Nothing.
Here's what we were called before. We were called a band with absolutely no name that had a show in like 48 hours.
Oh, Jesus. How'd the thumbs up get on there?
Yeah, how did that get
you
up there?
What is that? There's what? A thumbs up on your guys' yeah, screen. You guys not see the thumbs up?
Yeah.
How did
wait. Stuff. There it is. Oh, sweet. That's,
oh, hold on.
Hold on.
No, it's just...
Well, how did that?
Okay, we're all having scroll moments here.
Okay, so for anyone listening on audio, you won't understand, but on video here, I think it was Nick put a thumb up, and the thumbs up just came on the screen.
How though,
dude?
I know we're crazy, learning bro. New stuff.
That's just like you're leaving me out, man. I want mine too.
Oh yeah, my exactly. God! Holy
shit! Well, it has to be y'all.
You
are
hold
you
it.
On
you
a phone?
Hold it there for like 3 or 4 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, no, Sebastian's
wait,
left
wait,
out.
Wait,
he's
wait,
still
wait,
trying.
Wait. Don't move it.
That is not
we're,
cool, man.
We're screwed. Oh no, we're, like, we don't even get that. We pay for the service on top of that. So.
That's crazy. Yeah. I did not know that.
There's
that's...
some post-profit shit going on right now, right. Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I didn't like your jokes about the Pope. Or the bishop.
Yeah, that's right. So I came across these guys. These guys are wonderful guys. If you guys haven't checked out their new album, what's the new album's name? Because
I know it. Self-Defeater.
Self-Defeater. Yeah, that's right. Check out their new album. If you guys like Foo Fighters, if you guys like
Foo
go
Fighters,
ahead. Yeah, if you guys like Deftones, if you guys like those
POD kind
of things. Kind
of style.
POD even.
POD. POD.
Yep.
You know
like Incubus. Incubus.
Yep.
What I like about your guys' music, and I mentioned it earlier on this podcast before you guys joined, is there's so many bands, and I'm not trying to bash on them, but
no.
There's so many bands that sound so very similar to each other. And then maybe because I listen to Octane as my normal radio station I listen to. But
which they had a song on Octane not too long ago.
But you guys have a different sound. You guys don't sound like all those other new metal bands. You still scream. You have a little bit of alternative in there. You have seems like skater, almost skater rock with a metal twist to it.
Right, straight up rock and roll on top
yeah,
of that.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we just like to, you know, we got a big melting pot of influences. So we really just kind of like wants to break the mold and, you know, still have it be catchy, but really just kind of catch everybody's ears with grooves and riffs and heavy parts and stuff like that. So, I mean, we just kind of wanted to do something different and do something that we all enjoy and combine all the things that, you know, that we love to put them in together.
Matt, what are some of the bands that you like in, like, kind of come from influences, not necessarily influences, but like you listen to, like your, if I was to open up your phone, because I say iPod, but that's not true anymore.
Sam does this to me all the time. We're in a car driving, yeah, and he's paying attention to what I listen to, which is mostly punk rock. Mostly punk rock.
It's like that and like Taylor Swift. That's it. the whole entire time.
I'm a Swiftie. What is that? What they call them? Swifties.
Yeah, Swifties. What are you listening to these days?
Let me see. I'd probably say one of them for sure is Norma Jean.
Right. You're heavy.
I've seen them 5 times, and I've seen them, I think, with a different lineup every time, and they have gotten progressively better every single time. Like, definitely one of my favorite bands. And then a new one that's been my favorite band, they're not a new band, but recently for me this year has been a band called Foxjaw.
I'll bring them on later. Don't even worry about it.
Cool.
Can I pick the song?
come back. We're gonna actually, starting in January, we're gonna have co-hosts, and we're gonna have actually bands that not necessarily were there to interview the band, but you're just gonna co-host the whole time.
Thanks for letting me in on my own show, Sam. Thanks.
I know, you're welcome. We're gonna start with Jordan from Redefine. He's gonna come in.
Oh, he's cool. He's cool.
January 12th. We're gonna have bands that come in. Yeah, that we actually get along with.
That's why Sam's the producer of the show, because he has good ideas, and I only disagree with them sometimes.
That's right. I let Sebastian know. Yep, exactly.
All right, you guys are recently signed to Sharp Tone Records, right? Back in September.
Yeah, baby.
How'd that come about? Why'd you guys decide to sign the line there, if you will?
Sign the line.
Give your wage.
Hold on.
Yeah. Now you can.
Why did you sign the line there?
Oh, if Charles was here, if Chuck was here, he would be going back and forth with you.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been perfect. Like,
oh, Chuck, that's Charles's Chuck. Chuck is a way better nickname. That's actually the nickname. I forgot. Charlie Brown. Chuck. Okay.
God damn it, we gotta fill him in.
Drinking my mimosas. Okay, go on with the whole signing the line
with Sean Keith.
So I mean, first off, we've been looking into Sharp Tone bands for years prior to where we've just been a really big fan, and we ended up doing a song and doing ads for our last song, for our last record, and then we did that viral video at the gas station. Mm-hmm. And about a few weeks after that, we look into our DMs on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
We were actually already talking to Sal before that happened.
We did?
Yeah, we were talking.
I missed it.
Because Sal was like, you guys just went viral. Were you guys not going to tell me that y'all went viral? But we hadn't, like, at that point, we had not decided on Sharp Tone. We were definitely leaning towards Sharp Tone.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
That's what he says on the show publicly. But we'll buy it. We'll buy it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, with talking to him, and he actually listened to our EP and everything, and he was really in love with it and really believed in it. And so, you know, we had time go around, and we were still pretty much set on Sharp Tone. We met the team, and the team's amazing. And so we really just felt like it was a home, like the home for us to really start kicking this off. And they've been awesome. So,
The way that the whole thing like happen was probably every band's dream of this happening. But yeah, we, like Matt was saying, we basically checked our DMs and it was just, we didn't know it was anybody like that. We just thought it was some random guy that was like, yo, I like y'all's music, y'all rock, whatever. And we were just responding, just
like, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, had a little conversation.
Had a little conversation.
A few lines down, he's like, oh, by the way, I'm an A&R at Sharptone Records.
like you could have led with that.
Thank God we didn't just say anything stupid.
That's what he was testing you on, making sure that you were still professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have.
I'm glad we passed that test.
Right?
I'm glad we passed that test.
What song went viral? Because I didn't hear about it. What song went viral and how did that feel to be getting all those views kind of all of a sudden?
Well, I wouldn't even consider it a full part of the song.
Yeah,
it was just like a little snippet of us playing at a gas station, but we were playing a song called Is This Joint Even Lit, the breakdown part of that. And yeah, it went absolutely crazy. And just like the feeling of that is it's pretty awesome, but it also is like, it's a lot to take in, man. Like you're getting just your phone blows up
and then you have to put it on silent because it keeps blowing up. And then you go through the mentions on Instagram and it's ding, 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 ding.
Like, yeah, it eventually, like the way that the notifications go, whenever they start piling like that, like they just start stacking them to where it's like 1,000 people just like you're like, it just like 1,000 and it just goes.
That happens
like
to me
that.
Every day.
Every day, when he takes a picture of his brown eye, every time he's like,
ding, 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 ding. I had to delete my app sometime. My phone like gets hot.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the only time that has ever happened to us. And
I'm waiting.
We were on the way back from Austin whenever that, because we did it in Austin at a Friendly Rio Market, and we were on the way back the next day, and we were just sitting there. We posted the video, and then we're sitting there getting updates, and we're like, "Oh, people like the video."
About a lot,
and then it just did not stop for like it was
like from the time we left Austin till we got back to Longview, which is about 5 hours or so. It had already gone viral basically in that time.
Were you showing each other like each other's phones? Did you see that?
Every five seconds. All you can do is just sit there and stare at your phone and check your updates. And
it was crazy.
That happened one time to me on TikTok only. Like every 5 to 10 seconds, I'm like, another 1,000 views, and it was the dumbest video I ever did. Like
it was him and his penis.
It was it was a reaction video I did to some stupid song. And anyways, I like 60,000 views in like just a matter of like 8 hours. I think that to me that's good. I'm good with that.
That's
I was like, I want my podcast to get the views, not other things I do.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So guys, we're gonna take a look.
Semi-viral. I wouldn't consider it viral,
but it definitely pushed. It was like the last push for our record.
It was
our
like
first record.
We were like, okay, we don't know what's gonna happen. You know, we're basically about to move on from When You Think It's Right and start doing new stuff. And we had already basically been working on new stuff at this point. We're just like, all right, we'll give it one final push. And then that ended up, like, we started pushing Smother, and that just ended up snowballing, and just that song still is doing really well for us. And so we just kept pushing it. And that's a song that Sal actually saw whenever we were running ads for Smother.
Mm-hmm.
He came across that on Instagram.
Yeah, it was before the gas station, whatever.
Let's take a look real quick at your guys' song, Drug Emporium, right here on the Loud Spot. We'll be right back.
try to call me, but I guess I'm never home. I'm sorry if you think that I don't care, but maybe I don't want to say what you need to hear.
Outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has to pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Alright, here we go. Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm Nick. And we're in a band called Post Profit, and you're... What's up, everybody? I'm Matt, and I'm Nick. We're in a band called Post Profit, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.